Many people remember Clark Gable in the movie Gone with the Wind, but have you seen him in his role of a dying Union soldier? His joke turned out to be taken literally. Today, he's immortalized in this famous scene. The story is today's edition of The American Countryside, brought to you by my friends at Nationwide. Farming and land ownership comes with a share of liabilities, and you need an insurance company to help protect you. But when it comes down to it, what you really need is an individual who truly understands what you deal with each day and knows how to help you see what you may have overlooked. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide, the number one farm and ranch insurer in the nation. They have farm-certified agents. That's right, agents that are specifically trained to handle the needs of farmers. I know there was a lot I'd overlooked, and that's why we created short videos to help address those key concerns. Go to nationwide.com/Andrew. That's nationwide.com/Andrew, where I host quick shows and important topics to help you protect your next.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
In the 1880s, General John Logan commissioned a campaign poster to be created, a 40-foot-tall and 358-foot-wide mural of the Battle of Atlanta, of which he commanded Union troops. However, he died just before the piece was unveiled. It was eventually acquired by the City of Atlanta.
Fortunately, the City of Atlanta moved forward with plans on creating a facility specifically to house the painting in 1892, the origin of the cyclorama.
The building displayed the large painting in a giant circle. It took 10 artists to paint it, and they took great care in researching the scenes they put on the giant linen.
They were able to recount and recover diaries and sketches from battle scenes. The artists traveled from Milwaukee, Wisconsin to gain a vantage point of some of the landscapes and things of that nature.
For 44 years, it was just one large painting. But then a diorama was created. Horses, soldiers, wagons, roads, and more were created in front of the painting to make it 3D. It was a WPA project in the 1930s. The effect is amazing.
This was a project introduced to the city to help create jobs. There were 100 to 150 different artist jobs created to bring about the diorama.
The diorama has changed some. After the 1936 premiere of Gone with the Wind, Clark Gable came here to view it.
Jokingly, he made the comment that the painting and diorama was not quite finished. However, if a depiction of him was added, it would be a whole lot better. So we do have Mr. Gable on the diorama, however, depicted as a dead Union soldier.
It's all part of this over-century-old exhibit that still amazes today. Traveling the countryside in Atlanta, Georgia, I'm Andrew McCrae.